We're so busy, we chased Ben White out of town, as a matter of fact. How are you today?
Ben White is doing well, thank you. I'm in San Antonio, and it's a beautiful 35-degree, cloudless morning.
I was going to say, and you know of no good places to eat there, I'm sure.
Oh, I tell you what, I do know a few,
yeah,
yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Next
time I go, you and I'll chat before you head that way. Hey, let's turn backwards to the last College Station Council meeting and your comments as one member of council about the decision by council to not put a question on the ballot having to do with Welborn.
Oh, I think this was an issue. We had been asked to put this on a workshop agenda, an upcoming workshop agenda. What did not happen is we were not able to do it as quickly as the folks in Welborn wanted. And it was probably at my insistence, Scott, that I wanted a full council present whenever we discussed it in workshop. So it was, this will happen. It'll be done on the 11th of March. Workshop agenda, that issue will be on there, and we'll discuss it at that time.
Can you explain to me maybe the position of the city, and again, because you obviously are talking to staff and you're talking to administration about this, where are we with the Welborn question in 2010 as opposed to where we might have been when you took office as mayor?
Ooh, well, I would say this. These people very appropriately are concerned about their historical retention of their core area, what we call and what I think they refer to as the Welborn community, and I resonate with that. I fully understand where they're coming from. What I'm not sure that our message is getting across is that the city of College Station has no intentions of incorporating them, annexing them, excuse me. And we have gone so far as to say we would put that in writing, and if we could commit future councils to uphold what we would put in writing today. So the threat of annexation is just not there. We understand. You know, as we speak, Scott, I'm with almost eyesight of the King William Historical District here in San Antonio. And they've worked an arrangement with the city of San Antonio that protects their historical geographic area in the near south side of San Antonio. Right. And you should just see the area. It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, familiar with it. No, I know what you mean. It is. It's a kind of an enclave, if you will, right within the city.
It really is. And that same scenario could be set up and be accomplished in our community without the Welborn community having to be bothered with annexation or incorporation. And we could, confirm that we have no intention of annexing them.
Okay. Well, my intent was to allow you to clarify your position, certainly as one member of council, and basically to define generally where the city is with that question, because
sure, no.
it is.
To repeat that, it will be on the March 11th agenda, yeah. And we will have a full complement of councilmen there. We'll all be present for the discussion.
All right. Well, let's look forward now, because you've got a workshop and session coming up later this week, and what are some of the high points there?
Well, two real quick issues that we'll be hearing, and I'm looking forward to the briefings. From time to time, we get updated on the College Station utilities, the electric department, and just simply where we are, where we're going, and how we are financially and things of this nature. So it's a timely timely briefing that we'll receive, and I'm looking forward to that. And also, Jeff Kirsten, our CFO, will brief the council on where we are to date with the FY10 budget and then our fiscal year 11 budget planning process. He'll outline what those particulars might be. So those are two issues that I'm looking forward to hearing. Thirdly, and very quickly, we have, as you know, an internal auditor who's been on staff about 2 years now and has brought an unbelievable amount of credibility to all of our programs where there's need for oversight to make sure all procedures are being properly handled. And so Ty Elliott, who is our internal auditor, will brief the council on several audits that he's conducted within the city departments and let us know how those have turned out in his opinion.
All right. We'll look forward to that. And, of course, that's all broadcast live on your network if you want to watch it on TV. Hey, listen, have a good time there in the Alamo City, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you much, Scott.
Thank
have
you,
a
Ben.
Good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.